It is May, the unofficial start of playground season, but along with all the fun comes a lot of injuries on swing slides and trampolines. Deborah Kotz is the health blogger for the Boston Globe. And Deborah, people may not think of it, but the emergency room doctors say they're used to visits from kids really picking up around this time of year.
Absolutely, yeah. They do see an uptick in fractures and in leg fractures and elbow fractures and head injuries that are resulting from kids playing outdoors. And we definitely don't want to discourage kids from playing outdoors, but want to make some parents aware of some common injuries that can occur in those playgrounds.
And what are some of those common injuries? I mean, kids are not necessarily the most self-aware creatures. They're always banging into things and running around. But are there any specific things that they're doing, playground toys you'd call them, that are causing these injuries?
Yeah, and actually one of them that I found extremely surprising, because it was something that the parents do to try to keep kids safe, actually is causing leg fractures. And that's when a parent goes down the slide with their child. It's usually a young child under the age of two. The parent may size up the slide and say, you know, that's a pretty big slide. I better go down with my child. And they ride the slide. Usually they're riding behind the child with the child in front, and the child's foot may get caught. You know, the sneakers may get caught on the slide. The parent force from behind may cause that child's leg that's caught to then crack from the force of the parent coming from behind them. So this is something that's actually been documented. One of these studies found that 14% of leg fractures that were occurring in kids were occurring over an 11-month period from kids riding down the slides with their parents. So that's something that parents really should not be doing. And if you do have a small child on the slide, you should be, you know, basically putting them on a slide that's smaller. I mean, you know, get a sense of who's coming down that slide. If they're a lot older than your three-year-old, you may want to stick to a smaller slide.
That's an interesting thing, because that's something that a lot of parents really wouldn't have thought about. Is the rest just kind of a judgment call?
Yeah, I mean, well, with you know, something like trampolines, that I actually see a bunch of my friends have trampolines in their backyards. And the American Academy of Pediatrics really says not to use trampolines. I mean, they like kids, you know, to only be on them when they're in a supervised activity, like in a gym. And the big problem with these is that parents let kids go on more than one at a time. And when you've got two kids jumping on the trampoline, that can really cause injuries, most likely to the younger child, who may get a stronger force from the older child bouncing down, which will bounce them actually off the trampoline, which is not good.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we like to say as adults that it's these kids getting injured. But, you know, adults, we're getting injured just as much in the spring, playing softball, basketball, you know, tearing things, hurting our teeth, all that fun stuff. So
absolutely.
It's not just kids. Deborah Kotz, thank you so much for being with us as always. Deborah Kotz, health blogger for the Boston Globe.